Welcome to Living a Balanced Life with Heather Hakes. I share stories of insight, personal experience, and ways in which I have created a balanced life in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to episode number 55. Today we're discussing all about how to tap into your intuition. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. I have brought on Melissa Faith Ramirez. She's an intuitive guide, and I'd like to welcome you to that podcast.
Thank you, Heather. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Well, I was born in Colombia, raised in New York City, and I got a one-way ticket to Hawaii about 3 years ago. So now I'm currently living in the island of Oahu.
And I know some background on that, but if you can give the listeners, what was this intuitive nudge? What happened that you got this hunch to go to Hawaii, and what's happened for you since you've been there?
Well, you know, life was good being a New Yorker. Everything looked good on the outside, but there was something gnawing at me in the inside, and things got as heavy as labeled anxiety, depression, bipolar, all these different mental health conditions that really felt like just labels. And I was kind of on the verge of, should I take medication in order to be better and keep moving in life? Or do I really just tap in and figure out what exactly is going on? And I had a moment of just clarity, and I just started hearing a voice telling me that there is something more. And I began to trust what that voice was. And it told me to go to Hawaii. And I didn't know what that was about, but I just trusted that voice. And that's how my journey began to become an intuitive guide.
That's awesome. So what made you choose to say, no, I don't want to do the Western meds and to go a natural route?
Yeah, it was just a feeling. You know, it's hard to put into words. It was just a feeling of it just didn't feel right. And I also experienced a lot of friends and colleagues in my circles that were also on medication. And I saw the disconnect that they have within themselves once they started getting on medication.
Yeah.
And then for me, it was just like, that's not who I want to become. I really want to dive deeper and understand what this was. And fast forward, I understand that now I'm what they call a clairsentient, where I feel people's emotions and energies. And in turn, that's what made my anxiety and depression. I ended up realizing that it was energies and emotions that I was taking on from others that weren't necessarily mine. So yes. My journey was to actually understand what is mine, what's not mine, and then just start translating that information for others.
Awesome. So can you maybe dive into that? I'm super into Gabby Bernstein, and Gabby talks about protecting your energy, because I have also found myself to be a bit of a sponge. And so if there's a lot of negative energy, I feel just totally drained and exhausted. And now I've learned to, you can literally do an exercise where you, it's more or less imaginary, but you can zip up this kind of a protective shield or a bubble so that those people's energy won't affect you or drain you.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So we all have our different methods. You know, it's really what feels best for us. And I love Gabby Bernstein's with zipping up into the bubble. I also have a bubble, right? It's a bubble of white light. And I watch the white light enter my crown chakra and just enter through all my chakras and then close up into a bubble. And my color is amethyst. It's purple. So I have a purple ring around my bubble just to have that protection. But the more I did this work, the more I realized that I really didn't need that visual anymore. It was just really actually trusting in something as simple as asking, is this my energy or is this someone else's? And then trusting that intuitional voice that said yes or no and just going with it.
Can you back up a little just in case, because I don't want to assume everybody knows what a chakra is or what these chakra energy center points. Can you give a little, just a brief overview, what are chakras and where are they located?
Sure. So we have a crown chakra, a third eye chakra, a throat chakra, heart chakra, solar plexus underneath our breasts, a sacral chakra, which is our sexual region, and then the root chakra. Some say it's the bottom of the feet, and some say it's the bottom of the actual spinal cord. Mm-hmm. And those are just energy sources, right, that symbolize different colors. Not to go into full detail, but symbolize different colors and different energies. And according to our horoscope sign, we have powers in each one of those chakras as well. And for me, myself, I'm a Pisces, and my solar plexus chakra, which is right underneath my breast, is my point of energy and my point of power. So since I've been doing this work, it's become much more stronger, and I actually have been receiving physical pains in that area. But intuition just said, take a step back. You're just going through a process of change. And then that's also where the conversation of understanding what illness actually is and how it begins at the emotional level and energetic level.
So do you believe that illness is a dis-ease, as Wayne Dyer speaks of it? And I think even Louise Hay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm what they'll call us, well, a medical intuitive, where when I sit with clients, I'm able to feel, because I'm a feeler, I'm a clairsentient, I'm able to feel their actual energetic illness, dis-ease, lack of ease, mm-hmm. right? And if you really think about it, it's all about how we live our lives, what kind of foods we eat, what kind of stress levels we're having. So there's a lot of dis-ease happening in today's society because we're not really just allowing ourselves to be still as much as we actually need to start listening to that intuitional voice and trust what we need to do to move forward.
So then I want to talk more about, you had this intuitive hunch, you go to Hawaii. So mm-hmm. now what happened when you got there?
Oh, so I got there with one suitcase and I ended up booking a yoga teacher training because it was something that I really felt, again, that was important for me. I was a dancer at one point, and for me, moving the physical body is super important. And I really wanted to understand how to connect my mind, body, and soul, mm-hmm. you know, with myself. And I was on the Big Island, which I believe all the islands of Hawaii represent a different chakra. The Big Island is the root chakra, which is all about grounding ourselves and really also unearthing all the ick that we continue to hold on to. Yeah. And it was super, super powerful. And this was one of the first moments that I realized that I was not just this physical being, right? That I was more than that. That I was the divine connection to source. And some people call it source, some people call it God, some Allah, some the universe. It really doesn't matter. It's all interchangeable. It's just something that's bigger than us, yeah? And I was told in one of my meditations to walk 5 miles barefoot. And I'm sitting here in a camp in the middle of the jungle, right? Of the Big Island. There's really no free time to be walking 5 miles barefoot. But I said, okay, I'm going to listen to your guidance and I'm going to go for it. And precisely 3 days later, we had a surprise snorkel trip that was exactly 5 miles from the camp that I was staying at. I said, okay, I'm going to follow. And I started walking barefoot on this beautiful empty road, which to the right was a forest and to the left was this gorgeous volcanic lava rock cliff onto the ocean. And you could feel the mist of the ocean as it would kind of just hit against the wall. And I felt pulled, literally like someone was pulling me right here from my heart over towards the cliff. And I was scared naturally because I'm like, why am I feeling this? You know, you start doubting what's going on because I was still in the space of, is this real? Is this not really making up my head? Am I crazy? You know, there's a lot of doubt because I also have limiting self-beliefs and doubts, and I've learned different things that have told me as a Catholic, as a recovering Catholic that I call myself, it didn't really give me permission to be connected divinely, right, to source. Mm-hmm. So I felt pulled and I was walking towards the cliff and I got right to the edge of the cliff and I was in a space of just feeling this complete emotion just come over me and I began to cry and cry and cry. No, I wasn't thinking anything. I wasn't afraid of anything. I wasn't sad of anything at that point. I was just actually letting myself be. And I realized I was releasing. And I just looked up at the sky and I said, if you're real, if you're something, if I'm here for a purpose, let me know. And this massive wave just came and washed over me. I looked back. All my stuff got swooped with the wave and it threw me down on my knees and my hands, my fingers were on the cliff and I'm looking down about 30, 40 feet with no fear, Heather.
That's,
no fear.
I got just so many chills. So it was a metaphorically, but you got like cleansed.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And it was a cleansing and it was just like a permission that was given to me to say, okay, believe, trust, you know, like you're here for something bigger than where you once were, you know? And that's how really my journey began.
So then bring us to today. What are you doing now today with this intuitive guide that you've now connected to?
So I've now created a company where I help clients really tap into their own intuition and their own inner voice, right? We all have that divine guidance. We all have that connection, right? But it's all of our ick and our stuff that kind of holds us back and really allows us to doubt, you know, what that inner guidance is. And my work is very unique. It's very one-on-one with the individuals because as an intuitive guide, I just really allow my heart to be open. I create a safe space for the client. And if the client is trusting and willing, information just channels through me for the client. And it's really a space for them to understand that they have a voice that they can tap into in order to actually create the life that they want to create, right? Not just have life happen at us, you know, like it always does. It's like, oh, this happened to me yesterday because of This is my karma. This is what's meant to be. No, my love, that's not how it works. We are actually creators of our own reality. I help folks.
Can you, I want you to rephrase that and or just say it again, because I even had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and you know, when people play victim that things are happening to them and poor me, and I'm just going to sit and suffer in this. And I'm thinking, oh my God, why torture yourself? Feel your feelings, but then you've got to let go.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree. It is important to feel your feelings. And I always tell my clients, you know, do like, have like a time limit, you know, feel your feelings, allow yourself to cry, allow yourself to yell, allow yourself to scream. I think there's so much therapy in just releasing all those emotions. But then once that alarm goes off, pick yourself up, do whatever you need to do to get out of your physical body, right? I always say dance, yoga, go hit a punching bag, whatever it is that you need to do to actually release that from your physical body, and then do something you enjoy. You know, put some music on and sing a song. Go out for a run. Maybe journaling. Some folks love to write in order to express even more what's coming up for them. And then say to yourself, you know, I'm here for a different purpose. Why am I actually here on this earth? What more do I have to actually offer for myself?
Now, I went through a personal experience on, and I learned what my intuition was because I used to think I was just too stuck in my head. So how can you explain to somebody the difference between their head ego and their intuition?
Good question. So I believe the ego is a very loud, critical, not so nice voice. And I believe the intuition is just a soft, kind, loving whisper, right? Because we all have that inner critic. We all have it. Just being a physical human being in an unconscious world. Let's call a spade a spade. There's a lot of unconsciousness going around. And I believe we're in a space where we're coming up to our level of consciousness. We're awakening to consciousness, right? And really just hearing that voice. And if it feels icky, if it feels off, if it feels mean, if it feels critical, that's your ego talking to you, right? But if it feels loving and kind and warm, that's your spirit. Yeah, that's your intuition.
Do you have any guidance that you would give someone to help tune into their intuition to know what that is?
Yeah, so I'm a big advocate of meditation, whether it be just meditating with your breath, doing a walking meditation, doing a dance meditation, right? But just something that it creates a space for you to just be one with your thoughts. Now, there's a misconception of what meditation is. Like, oh, I just shut down my mind and I think of nothing. And it's actually not like that because our minds are always going. That's the purpose of our minds, right, in this physical body. But it's more about being an observer of when those thoughts come. You know, watching it and saying, oh, that's interesting, and then letting it go. Being what Eckhart Tolle likes to call being a detached observer. Watching it with love and with compassion and with joy and with laughter. I mean, now I'm at a point where my ego comes up and I'm like, you silly little ego. I see you right there. It's good. I got this. And creating a conversation with that voice as well when you're not in meditation, right? When it comes up and it doesn't feel right, I know you're there. And I know you've been there to protect me all along, but I'm good from here on. And now I'm driving my own car.
I remember when I very first started meditating, I talked to my mom. I was like, Mom, I can't do it. I can't get quiet. My mind actually goes, my to-do list goes off the chart. I'm thinking about so many millions of things. And she told me, and it helped me so much because I'm very visual. She said, Heather, when you sit there, think of your thoughts as clouds and let them pass by.
Yes,
I've also heard other people say, okay, hey, thoughts, thank you. And I'll come back to you after, you know, whether it's a 7 minute, 15, whatever it is, thank you. And I'll come back to you. So I'll give you attention later, but right now it's my time.
Beautiful. We have a very wise mother.
She's yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This has been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to talk about kind of your one-on-one, what do you do in this intuitive guide coaching? What do you do?
So I'm an intuitive guide, like I mentioned before. And, you know, in the physical world, it's called coaching, right? In the esoteric world that I generally live in, it's called the intuitive guide. I do particular one-on-one 9-month rebirthing programs, I call them, where clients rebirth into the true selves, their true self-realization of who they desire to be. And it's a slew of work when it's really learning to understand your intuition, trusting your intuition. There's a lot of mindset work as well, right? It's kind of creating those mindset shifts, dismantling those belief systems that no longer serve us. And that's guided by the intuitional process that I work through with the clients. So I always ask the client when they come on board, it's all about just really trusting that they're actually present in this space. I also created a 6-week online program, which is kind of like a little teaser taste of what this work is. And it's really practical information. For example, like instead of pointing the finger to the other person, what they did wrong to us, how we can turn that finger around and say, what am I doing here that's no longer serving me, that's creating a space of anguish or of anxiety or stress? We also talk about creating our own reality and really giving ourselves opportunity to visualize and dream. We don't dream anymore, right? Like kids are always taught to just play and dream and wish. And as adults, we get so bombarded in our anxiety and our everyday due diligences that we don't give ourselves the chance just to actually dream of the big dream of what we want to create. And it's through visualization and then understanding the steps that need to be taken and understanding the wisdom that comes, things that get served to you, right? Things that are brought to you, and then making that choice in order to get a step closer to bringing forth that visualization. Yeah.
That sounds amazing. And I definitely have some background with what you're talking about. And I believe 100% if you don't create that, if you can remove those limiting beliefs and create that powerful foundation of mind. And then as you talked about body, the movement and spirit, like I love that trifecta of alignment.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm actually creating retreats in Hawaii as we speak. I'm visualizing and manifesting an all women's retreat on a sailboat hopping the islands, because I believe all the different islands have represented a different chakra to work through all the chakras.
Right.
I'm creating a couples retreat for couples to understand the beauty of becoming more conscious within themselves and conscious in their relationship. And I'm also working with children as well. I feel a lot of our children are very gifted and we're not giving them the permission to kind of play in that space. And then we become these anxiety-ridden adults. So let's catch them when they're young and really help them tap into how to tap into their own divine wisdom. Yeah, so everything will be on my website.
Yes, and I'll include all of that in the notes.
Cool.
So I kind of want to wrap this up, but I like to end each episode with some rapid fire questions. So when I ask, it's the first thing, whatever comes to your mind, just go with it.
Sure.
Let's see. Is there any book you're currently reading?
A New Earth. That's my Bible by Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, okay. It's called A New Earth.
A New Earth. Yeah. And it talks about the awakening to consciousness that, and we can actually see now how a new earth is forming. You can see the volcanic eruption that's happening in the Big Island. New Earth is forming because we're awakening to our consciousness. We're awakening to our truth, awakening to our love. Yeah. A New Earth, Eckhart Tolle.
In regards to meditating, do you use any apps or do you have suggestions on somebody who's maybe started or who is kind of into it but wants to dive deeper?
So I love YouTube. I love playing with YouTube. I really feel like it's a space for exploration and just kind of taking a deep breath, opening it up, whatever it is that you want to work on in that moment. Maybe there's a lot of anxiety going on. Maybe there's fear. Maybe there's doubt. Meditation, 5 minutes, however much time that you need. Meditation, 5 minutes, anxiety. And letting your intuition speak to you on whatever comes up. Just go with the first one and trust it.
Okay. Like it. And final question, what would you tell yourself 5 years ago?
Girl, stop being so hard on yourself.
Yes.
Just start trusting who you really are. Yeah.
Thank you for that message, actually. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today. I loved this and I feel like we could talk forever.
Absolutely, Heather. Thank you. This was an absolute pleasure.
I've actually been meaning to get back to Hawaii, so maybe it'll be on one of your retreats.
Yeah, I'd love to have you there. Come on over.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.